Do 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 do. Oh yeah, I started recording.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the heads up after it happened.
Here's one for you. I made a little recording tent.
A what?
A recording tent.
Are you doing like gym?
Kind of.
Interesting. I expect to see a photo from a hand outstretched from out the tent soon.
No, not from outside the tent. In the tent.
Nope. I don't like it.
Well, it's roomy. I'm using the lighting system that I use for when I record my YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to perfect it, but for right now, it's doing what it needs to.
You should just get a small tent set up in the middle of your living room.
Well, what I'm thinking about doing is getting one of those photography backdrop holders. That way, I've got something to actually set behind the TV. Well, behind me. Because using the TV as an anchor is fine, because it's a tall TV. That's why I use it as a computer monitor. But, this is what I did when I recorded with Michael. I didn't have the light umbrellas going at the time, but I had the rest of it going. And I really liked the audio quality from it, so, yeah. Also, I've never actually shown you a picture of how I'm facing the microphone and stuff when I record, have I?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe this'll help actually describe, like, all the angles and stuff that I do.
I'm expecting to see a tape measure.
There's no tape measure in this picture.
Well, then how do I know the distances?
You're a smart guy. You can figure it out.
Oh, you got a blue filter. I want a blue filter.
Those are the distances. So I pretty much keep my cheek right up against... Well, here. There's the third picture. So yeah, I keep my cheek right up against the pop filter, and then I keep the tip of the microphone, like, right at... Shut up.
No. I didn't say anything, I just giggled.
I know you did. But yeah, so that's how I position everything. That way, I'm, like, speaking past the microphone. And I'm not having any issues with, like, heavy S sounds and all that good stuff.
But does it pick up the heavy breathing?
That's what editing is for. If I can't edit that stuff out, I'm not doing my job correctly.
Oh, fine.
I mean, do you want heavy breathing in the recording?
No.
Okay. Why did we just do that?
I have no idea. We need to delete all this part and start over.
No. You know what I could do?
What?
Now that my internet's working, I could actually go in and release the episode of Hypothetical that I set up to post last night.
What do you mean now that your internet's working? He wasn't providing you internet?
Somebody did some stuff they weren't supposed to and cut a cable.
Beep wasn't providing you internet?
You got that, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I still don't know, like, where I stand on that whole thing, because I haven't talked to them since all the other stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured it'd be safer to do that.
So did you call and complain to get a free month of service?
No, because it wasn't their fault. They're putting two retaining lakes at the end of our street, and the idiots doing the cobblestone for the retaining lakes, they were doing some trench digging and obviously didn't pay attention to where they were digging.
You're supposed to call before you dig.
You would think. They obviously didn't. If they had, then, well, I would have had internet. Then I could have posted episode 7 of Hypothetical.
You could always tether from your phone.
Squarespace doesn't really... tether from my phone. Why didn't they think about that? Because I already had the episode uploaded.
I don't know.
Huh. And here I am working tech support. I see a flaw in my plan here, Phil.
Yeah.
So did you watch my drone video?
I haven't had a chance to yet.
You never watch any of my stuff when I do it.
Not when you first post it.
But you're supposed to when I first post it, man. Come on.
No, I'm not one of those people.
Well, I need you to be one of those people for my fragile psyche.
I'll see what I can do.
That pretty much means you're not going to do anything.
Not always.
I had an interesting run-in with a helicopter over the weekend.
You're supposed to stay out of helicopter airspace.
I was. I wasn't even flying that high. Like, I was only 75 feet above ground, and the helicopter was right at my flight level.
Fun.
Not fun. I had to kick the drone into sport mode and drop it to the deck as quick as possible. And it wasn't a police helicopter. It wasn't a medical helicopter. So it was some random civilian helicopter flying under 100 feet in a residential. Well, near the apartments, at least.
Did you get the tail number?
No.
Not even on the drone camera?
When you kick it in the sport mode and you drop it that quick, there's a little too much shake on the gimbal.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the crosswinds when I've been flying over the last couple days have been really, really bad.
Wait, no, I've never flown a drone.
Neither have I until a couple days ago. By the way, I think I win the award for best description of one of our episodes. So far, all the feedback that I've gotten for the description that I put in for episode 6.
For broke the hard pipe in half?
Mm-hmm. Broke the hard pipe in half. Yeah. Yeah, everyone says I hit the description right on the head. That has to be the most disgusting thing we've discussed on the episode so far.
Yeah, I think so.
I still can't believe you touched it barehanded, man.
I didn't look into the pipe first. I just reached in.
Dude, always glove before you'd go in. Always glove before you go in.
I don't think about those things.
Well, you should.
Why?
Because things? I honestly don't have a good reason for why.
Oh, good.
I mean, I just say things and then you respond to them. That's how this works.
I know.
Occasionally, one of us says something intelligent or someone posts a link to something having to do with earthquakes.
Hey, speaking of links, do you want to give me $495,000?
Why?
So I can get a 1964 Shelby Daytona Coupe.
Why?
Because it's a Shelby Daytona Coupe.
I can't really say why to that one because it's not really a thing to say. Why is it a Shelby Coupe? That because it was made by Shelby. See, the whole you can ask why forever doesn't work.
Why? Because race car. Also, if I wanted a Shelby, this would be the one I'd want to get. Not exactly this one, because I don't have $495,000, but a Shelby Daytona Coupe. Shelby Cobra Daytona Coupe.
Okay, I'm not a car person, but that is drop-dead sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, question, how would you fit?
I haven't gotten to that process first yet. I'll make myself fit because it's a Cobra Daytona Coupe.
I mean, we would have to lop you off at the knees to get you to fit into that thing.
Custom bucket seats.
Or no seats at all?
Custom bucket seats.
Phil's custom bucket seat. No seat, just two straps holding him forward towards the steering wheel.
No, I don't need to be held towards the steering wheel. I have arms long enough.
Fair enough. Man, I'm trying to think if I could even fit into something that small. I will say, though, I really like the look of it. Whoever maintained that car and restored it did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the extent that I know about cars.
You should know more about cars. Cars are fun, but only if they have three pedals.
You don't believe in automatic?
They have their purposes, but fun involves three pedals.
Fun. It comes in threes. That sounded better when I said it in my head.
Fun requires 3 feet.
But that's not physically possible.
Yeah, it is.
Where do you get the third foot?
Do we need to go there?
I didn't have my head in the gutter just yet. Now it's firmly planted there. Thank you for an image that I will do everything I can to try to forget.
Well, don't start with the day drinking.
You know, you'd be amazed. I haven't had anything to drink in about 3 weeks.
Actually, I don't know if I'd be able to drive this car, not because I don't fit in it, but because I don't know if I could actually get my feet on the pedals because the pedal box looks really small.
Okay, send me a picture.
It's on that link. If you
Fine.
Do, underneath
the photos,
on
the link.
Where the photo popped up. There's a little arrow, hit that, and then it's the one in the left bottom.
Okay. Holy crap. How are you supposed to use those pedals?
Well, race car drivers back in the 60s weren't 6 feet, 8 inches tall.
Yeah, but still, you would expect a little bit of a wider pedal box. No.
Nope. You should look up reviews of like old school Lamborghinis and stuff. The pedal box is this tiny thing and it's way offset to the driver. So they kind of have to sit sideways, but there's like no space for their feet.
And yet these are the cars that people drop more than a modest size house for.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
Because they're classics. And especially the Daytona coupes are pretty pricey because there is a limited number of those.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on, you can have a limited number of quite a few things, but if it's like a really crappy design, it's a crappy design.
It's not a crappy design. The Shelby Daytona Coupe is an awesome car.
Okay, the body looks beautiful. The interior looks like crap.
Again, 1960s race car.
I find that argument to be slightly invalid. I highly doubt that every race car you would come across would have like just that god-awful of a design. Although, maybe I'm wrong.
So, the original car, there was only six of them.
Hmm.
To take on the 24-hour Le Mans.
Okay, now, I'm actually familiar with that. And to be fair, I'm not much of a car guy, but I love open-wheeled racing.
So, what chassis number is that?
Please say you don't expect me to have an answer for that question.
It says right on the page, CSX 2621.
Okay, what's significant about that chassis? Other than there were only six of them made.
That's not an official model. Oh, okay, so it was kind of a repop in 2015. That's not an official model. The original chassis are 2286, 2287, 2299, 2300, 2601, and 2602.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably a 2015 reproduction.
Okay, so you're wanting to drop $500,000 on a copy.
Well, but it's an original copy because it's still done by Shelby. And the originals are going to go with mega $1 million budgets, price points.
Remind me if I ever win the lottery to not tell you I won the lottery. That way you don't try to kill me in my sleep so you can buy that car.
Actually, I'd rather have a Caterham 7.
A what?
Hold on. One of these. Although I have no idea if I'd fit in that either.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about a roof. Okay, give me that car, but in a black or forest green.
Do you know what that is? It's a Lotus 7. They come standard in Lotus green. British Racing green with a yellow stripe.
Yeah, British Racing green is not the right green. I want it to be forest green.
No, British Racing green is the appropriate green.
It's not the appropriate green for me. I will say that orange is completely hideous.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that orange.
I'm just not a huge fan of orange in general. Like when you see people in the fountain pen world going, oh my goodness, it's an orange pen. I sit there and go, that's butt ugly.
There, that is the appropriate greenness.
Okay, fine. I can go with that green.
Good.
Because it does very well with the light. I'll give it that.
It's because British Racing green. Of course it does.
Not everything British does well with the light.
Everything British Racing Green does.
Fair enough.
That's why the original Mini Cooper looks so nice, because it's British Racing Green in most of them. And old school Jaguars can come in British Racing Green. Well, this episode just turned into cars.